This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when one of the most significant, at least the people behind the movement would call it significant, one of the most significant political initiatives of recent years is winding down. What initiative I'm talking about? I'm talking about the drive to impeach President Biden. Yes, that's right, not President Trump. He got impeached. And then both times there was not the two-thirds vote in the Senate to drive him out of office. Otherwise, he wouldn't be base eligible for running this campaign where he is clearly the front runner at the moment. But today there was a all-day hearing by the House Oversight Committee led by Congressman Comer. And the testimony included a former business associate of Hunter Biden's, Tony Bobulinski. And the big star witness who appeared, other than Bobulinski, who filed a written testimony that was extremely damaging to the Biden family. He begins by saying, "I want to be crystal clear from my direct personal experience and what I have subsequently come to learn. It is clear to me that Joe Biden was the brand being sold by the Biden family. His family's foreign influence peddling operation from China to Ukraine and elsewhere sold out to foreign actors who were seeking to gain influence and access to Joe Biden and the United States government." Now, with all of that going on from Tony Bobulinski, and with additional testimony from a witness named Smirnoff from jail, because he was arrested, and it turns out like his only source of information that he's passing on came from Russian propaganda. Well, with that, the ranking member for the Democrats with this committee, Jamie Raskin of Maryland, gave an opening statement that tried to put all of this testimony and the continued pursuit of Joe Biden on impeachment charges, tried to put that in some kind of context. Here is Congressman Raskin speaking about this entire dramatic episode.
I mean, thank you very kindly. With any luck, today marks the end of perhaps the most spectacular failure in the history of congressional investigations, the effort to find a high crime or misdemeanor committed by Joe Biden and then to impeach him for it. In prior hilarious episodes of this long-running madcap series, America got to see the following. One, nearly 20 fact witnesses who could not identify a single act of wrongdoing by President Biden, much less a high crime and misdemeanor, and who overwhelmingly testified that Biden was not involved in any of his family's business adventures. Two, three expert witnesses called by the majority itself who said nothing that they had seen in the tens of thousands of pages of documents adduced by the majority even remotely approached the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Bank records would show exactly what all the witnesses told us, that Joe Biden was not involved in his family members' businesses. Repeated voyeuristic displays of pornographic images by the majority, completely irrelevant to any conceivable legislative or investigative purpose. A star witness, Gal Luft, who turned out to be a Chinese agent and an illegal arms trafficker on the run from American justice. And the key piece of evidence, which launched the entire zany goose chase, an FD 1023 form in which the FBI duly recorded a completely fictional tip about a $5 million bribe to Vice President Biden peddled by Alex Smirnoff, who has been criminally indicted by a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney, Special Counsel David Weiss, for felony counts of systematically lying to the FBI and constructing a false record about Joe Biden, and now sits in jail in California as a flight risk while the world studies his longstanding and extensive ties to Russian intelligence.
Okay, this today, is not... Oh, go ahead. Let's hear the conclusion for Congressman Raskin.
The comedy of errors comes crashing to an end as House Republicans in more than a dozen Biden districts beg for mercy, and the committee throws a flabby Hail Mary pass 3 weeks after the Super Bowl's over. So today, we revisit the fruitless testimony of two more fading star witnesses who have failed to testify to any presidential wrongdoing, much less evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors. Both of the majority witnesses are frustrated would-be business partners of Hunter Biden, who tried to leverage the Biden name, or the Biden brand, as they keep calling it. But they never got any business off the ground for reasons that will become painfully obvious to anyone watching the proceedings today.
Okay, and then one of the witnesses was Tony Bobulinski. As I mentioned, he tried to indicate that he was personally involved with Hunter Biden and that Hunter Biden relied upon his father's name, which I think everybody can acknowledge, relied upon his father's name to try to win business benefits. This is Tony Bobulinski.
I sit here today under oath for one reason and one reason only. The American people deserve to hear the truth. Though the truth involving the deep corruption of the Biden family, including the malfeasance of the sitting president of the United States, might be raw and unpleasant, the American people must hear it. You're presented here today with two narratives in this investigation. A false one being pushed by Joe Biden, a serial liar and fabulous, now under this impeachment investigation for public corruption. His brother, Jim Biden, a 75-year-old man who can't keep his lies straight, including under oath, and his son Hunter Biden, a chronic drug addict facing two indictments with 12 counts. You also have before you the truth, confirmed by multiple Biden family business partners over many years and backed up by mountains of irrefutable evidence, including text messages, emails, documents, recordings. I am here today because I'm a patriot and I'm a truth teller. We keep hearing from certain corners that our democracy is at risk and democracy is on the ballot in 24. Yet the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse.
The exchange that occurred later involved Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bobulinski.
Quick question. Simple. Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business deal.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO, and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
Specifically. You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No.
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption statutes.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the crime?
It's a category of crimes that you're then charged with.
You have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges. Sir, please name
the exact statute on RICO.
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
lawyers. All right, sir. I reclaim my time. I reclaim my time.
Not one of the highlights for the House of Representatives. Coming up, we're going to be speaking with David Drucker of The Dispatch, a columnist writing today about the results of the primary in Ohio. Big victory for President Trump. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Michael Medved show, there was a very high profile primary election yesterday in the state of Ohio, and the future of the U.S. Senate may actually depend on the results of that primary. To talk about what this means, to talk about the state generally, the presidential campaign, and one of the big questions about the presidential campaign, will RFK Jr. actually get on the ballot? so that he could make a difference in the way the presidential race goes. To talk about all of that, we're joined by David Drucker, a frequent guest on this show. He's a senior writer at the Dispatch and is based in Washington, D.C., where he is also the author of the book In Trump's Shadow. Well, President Trump cast a giant shadow in the Republican primary yesterday in Ohio. His candidate, Moreno, won fairly easily, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a blowout. I don't think people should be surprised. Ohio is not just a red state. It's a state where the Republican base is particularly pleased with Trump and likes the way he governs and the way he conducts himself. It's been a really good state for him over the past 8-9 years. And he didn't win the primary in Ohio in 2016, but you had a sitting governor there, and Republicans were still getting to know Trump. But he won it in the general election by 8 to 10 points twice, 2016 and 2020. And look, his endorsement of J.D. Vance in the 2022 Republican Senate primary is what got J.D. Vance across the line. So this, in the end, sort of turned out the way we expected.
Well, do you think that the Democrats made a mistake? They actually spent money. It's an estimated at least $2 million trying to support Moreno, the Trump-backed political outsider who won the GOP primary. They assumed that he would be easier to beat for Sherrod Brown, the Democratic incumbent, than Dolan, who was the state senator who was the alternative. What about that bet Democrats made on betting?
Well, it's probably a bet worth making. I don't know if it's going to pay off. You know, Sherrod Brown is a heck of a politician. He's the only Democrat that could possibly still exist in Ohio at this point. And, in fact, he is the only Democrat who exists in Ohio at this point in statewide office. So Sherrod Brown is not going to be easy to beat. But Republicans, you know, do have the advantage of a presidential cycle, which they did not have the last time Sherrod Brown was up for re-election. Sherrod Brown's going to have to overcome a top-of-the-ticket, headwind of quite a few points. And so that's his challenge. Look, it's possible they did the research on Bernie Moreno, and there's a lot in there that we're going to hear about. But he's also never held elected office, so he's got no record. He's a former auto dealer, self-made, if I recall, and, you know, can come across as quite reasonable and sort of old-school Republican. Obviously, he's joined forces with Trump. He praises Trump. But that's what he felt he had to do to get Trump's endorsement and to win the primary, and he was right about that. Matt Dolan probably would have been tougher for Sherrod Brown to beat, but I'm not yet convinced that Moreno is easy to beat the way some people think. But, you know, again, we will have to see. There may be more reasons than we're aware of right now for why Democrats really wanted Moreno.
Well, there's this claim that an ad had appeared under his name in a gay singles magazine from someone looking for, it said, one-on-one gay sex. This has been denied to have any involvement, despite the fact that it appeared in print by Bernie Moreno. Is this going to be a serious issue in the election?
I'm not convinced it is. I mean, you know, let's see if there are more skeletons in his closet. Let's see if this is an actual skeleton in his closet. It can be explained. I haven't researched it yet myself, but yeah, look, I feel like, Michael, you know, what used to happen is we'd go through a campaign, and the 11th hour, right, we call it an October surprise usually, we'd find out there was some big, huge scandal, and wow, and it cost this person the race, or they almost lost, but they didn't, but it was a big deal. And there's been such a proliferation of news on politics and digging into a person's background and blowing things up into scandals that aren't really scandals. And I think a lot of the voting public is sort of inured to all of this. I also think we're in such a tribal era that all that really matters is what jersey you're wearing. It's got to be a pretty big scandal. We've seen exceptions to the rule I just laid out for you, obviously, with Judge Roy Moore in Alabama in that special Senate election a couple of years ago. But, you know, I like to see more before I make the assumption that, you know, scandal is going to be the end of somebody. I think Donald Trump is a great example of that.
Sure. Speaking of scandal, RFK Jr., what's amazing here is this story, big story in the Wall Street Journal, about Tim Mellon, who just donated $50 million to the Kennedy for President campaign. I'm sorry, it's $20 million to Kennedy's super PAC. And $15 million to Trump's super PAC. What do you make of that?
Well, look, there are some Trump supporters who think that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Will take votes away from Joe Biden and make it harder for Joe Biden to win the election, particularly in these key battleground states. And, you know, right now polling suggests that that's very possible. If you look at national polling, according to the averages, right, Trump right now is leading Joe Biden by 1.7 percentage points. At least that's where it stood today. You look at the most recent, you know, available national polling that includes Kennedy in the race, and Trump's lead expands to 4.3 points. And you look at this in the states, and we've seen something similar in the states. And so I think that, you know, for some Republican partisans, there's an interest in fueling the Kennedy campaign. You know, we'll see what happens down the line. We also don't know totally if this dynamic can't be turned on its head just because Kennedy's sort of weird appeal. You know, he doesn't believe in vaccines. He's trying to walk that back lately, but, you know, he has a long history of being against all vaccines and claiming that they cause all sorts of harm. He's got a lot of other, you know, heterodox views on national security and fiscal issues and
conspiracy theories, including the murders of members of his family, where he puts that forward. So the question is, will he be on the ballot, and what will it mean? We will continue the conversation with the author of In Trump's Shadow, David Drucker, senior writer at the Dispatch. We'll be right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A Texas immigration law which allows local police to arrest individuals suspected of illegally crossing the border is once again on hold. A federal appeals court is currently reviewing arguments following a late Tuesday night vote by a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel against a prior ruling that had enforced the law. House Speaker Mike Johnson disclosed having a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. The Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister. The Federal Reserve has decided to keep interest rates stable for now. Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These cuts would mark the first decrease since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Currently, the federal funds rate is at its highest level in more than 23 years. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking to David Drucker, senior writer at the Dispatch, based in Washington, D.C., talking about the ongoing campaign of RFK. No, it doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers is going to be his running mate. Do you think that he could be helped greatly in terms of credibility? His real goal in the campaign, which is getting over 15% in the polls so that he would be included in any presidential debates. Do you think that it matters a great deal for Robert Kennedy, who he picks as his running mate?
No. I mean, let me backtrack. I think what I mean to say is I don't think he can pick somebody that everybody, you know, would think is a joke or unserious or, you know,
Aaron Rodgers, for instance,
completely not presidential material. But I don't think there's anybody who's going to pick that everybody's going to go, well, there's another 5 to 10 points. I mean, presidential candidates, and this is true of the major party candidates, it starts with the principal. And then the running mate is just, you know, don't mess, do no harm. And if they add something, great. But it's like when you've got a Republican or Democratic nominee and they've got a problem with the base, and so you pick a VP nominee that, well, they're going to get the base excited. It doesn't work that way. The principal has to excite the party. And then what you do with the running mate pick is show everybody that you know how to surround yourself with good people, and you give them confidence that in the event of, you know, something going wrong, that the person taking over is going to be able to do the job. So clearly RFK Jr. could make a mistake with the pick, but he's not going to erase doubts about him or make him into more of a force by virtue of who he picks.
And do you think that it is, I mean, right now he's polling in most polls that include him, and many polls don't, but he's polling close to 10%. Could he get up to that 15% by which, according to the rules of the presidential debates, he gets invited?
Well, according to the Real Clear Politics average, he is polling at 15%. Obviously, it'll depend on where he's polling at the time in which they decide, you know, to look at the polls, right? They're not going to go back 2 years or a year and a half or whatever the case is. So it's going to matter where he's polling this summer. But, I mean, we've got to see, first of all, does he get on the ballot? Where does he get on the ballot? Is he able to raise enough money? Is he able to excite voters? Does he have a ceiling? You know, the biggest problem with third-party candidates or independent candidates is that they don't have the party infrastructure behind them. And that makes it very hard for them to win electoral votes. And, you know, in the case of RFK Jr., it's like he's got this famous name, but there's not a compelling case for him to be president other than there are lots of people unhappy with the two choices that the major parties are giving them. And so I look at, you know, I look at where he's polling, and while it's significant enough to play spoiler, it doesn't strike me that there's any movement or any momentum. It's just somewhere for people to go because they're unhappy with where they normally want to be. There doesn't seem, at least for now, to be any rationale or desire to see him as president, but just to use him as a protest.
David, you're in Washington. Have you been following the hearings, the most recent hearings, that are supposed to be leading up to the impeachment of President Biden? Do you think that there's a meaningful chance that the House of Representatives would actually vote articles of impeachment against the president?
I mean, look, there's always a chance. Maybe it would help him politically. Donald Trump never polled better than when he was being impeached.
And Bill Clinton, too.
But right now it looks like their investigation to get them to a point where they can bring impeachment articles has stalled. There's still time, but, you know, the closer we get to Election Day, I think the harder it becomes just because the focus for so many members, especially in the House, becomes their own reelection. Even when you're in a safe district, there's just a lot going on politically. They're not going to be here in August. They're not going to want to be here much in September. So basically, we're now in late March. We got April, you know, April, May. We've got 4 calendar months to get meaningful work done in the House or the Senate. And then on top of that, legislative days are much fewer than calendar days. In fact, they're much fewer than business days that most people operate with. And that's not because these members aren't working if they're not here. I mean, they're either campaigning or they're in their district offices. They're doing things, but they're just not necessarily here in committee legislating. And even though the investigations continue, because those are handled by staff, I just think time is drawing short.
Let me go back to this question of vice presidential picks and then talk about the big question about President Trump is who he would pick as his vice president. One of the stories today is that people close to Trump have said that he's ruled out Vivek Ramaswamy as vice president, but he has a chance to be the Secretary of Homeland Security. I would argue it's fairly important in this race because the question is what's going to happen to the MAGA movement. President Trump can only serve one term. That's one of the things that's characteristic of this election, is that Biden can only serve one more term. Trump can only serve one more term. Wouldn't his choice of vice president be unusually important because it would, to some extent, designate who is the chosen successor for the MAGA crown?
Well, I think it's important for that reason, but also the fact that he's going to be 78 years old in June, and if he wins, he'll be serving into his 80s. And so I think, you know, who he chooses, there's a lot of riding on that just for that reason alone. But also because there's only one term he's going to serve, and so immediately the race for the 2028 nomination will begin practically the day after he's inaugurated, again, if he wins. And so I think what Trump has to figure out is, and his team is, do they need to try and pick somebody who bridges the gap between the populist faction and the Reaganite faction? And if they don't feel they need to do that, or if he doesn't want to do that, who who can they pick from that gives the ticket credibility and confidence and won't be a net negative in the way, for instance, that Sarah Palin was for John McCain, which is probably the best example I can come up with. She made a splash, was initially very positive, and then there were just a lot of doubts about her ability to do the job. And even though, you know, Barack Obama versus McCain, Obama really had the upper hand for all the reasons we're aware of, that pick just really didn't pan out because people did not have confidence in her.
And so what do you hear about somebody who would inspire confidence on the part of Trump and on the part of the electorate?
I don't think we know yet. Everybody likes to say, everybody that's in Trump's orbit likes to claim that they have information. Trump loves different names to be floated so that everybody kisses the ring. And I think we're a long way from really understanding and knowing who is legitimately on the short list and who is not.
Are you surprised to see that it's not going to be Ramaswamy? I mean, he...
No, not at all. Not at all.
He didn't inspire so much affection when he was running for president. Meanwhile, the book is called In Trump's Shadow. The author is David Drucker, who is a senior writer at The Dispatch. And by the way, he has one of his recent columns is about Katie Britt, who at one point had been considered a real possibility for vice president. A little bit less so now, don't you think?
Well, that profile was actually written by my colleague John McCormack. And look, I'm not convinced Katie Britt was ever on a short list.
Okay,
I think people talked about her because she's a rising star in the Republican Party. She's a very good politician. That speech was not indicative of her ability. And she's a woman and would do a lot for the pick.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there was an appearance earlier today of somebody who's very, very well known and a huge celebrity and popular, I guess, but someone who we haven't seen very much, and that's Melania Trump. She appeared in Palm Beach alongside her husband, who is, according to the Real Clear Politics Average, he's running ahead for president, but within the margin of error. He certainly is a very viable candidate to be the 47th president after having already been the 45th president. In any event, she, Melania Trump, actually faced a question about whether or not she would be joining Donald on the campaign trail. Her answer was short. Listen.
Mrs. Trump, are you going to return to the campaign trail with your husband? Stay tuned.
Her answer was short. Stay tuned. Which is something that President Trump likes to do. Stay tuned. Watch. Pay attention. And not decided yet, apparently. Meanwhile, the hearings today, and they were all-day hearings for the House Oversight Committee trying to lead to Biden's impeachment. And I think partially with the idea that with a close race going on, that there are two reasons that the Republicans feel that they would gain from Biden's impeachment. One is it would take away any sting from Trump's various court cases, because here Biden has his own charges. And number two, that it would just discredit him altogether because he's old and he's feeble and he can't answer. But the hearings today did not go particularly well for James Comer or the Republicans who are trying to push this impeachment, because one of the star witnesses was Lev Parnas, who is a Russian, Ukrainian, actually, and Russian, I think, both, and a former close associate of Rudy Giuliani. And he was actually invited to testify by the Democrats on the committee. And he had this to say under oath. And we should say, by the way, he's also a convicted criminal, as the star witness for the Republicans, Alexander Smirnoff, it was. This is clip three.
The only information ever pushed on the Bidens in Ukraine has come from one source, and one source only: Russia and Russian agents. The impeachment proceedings that bring us here now are predicated on false information spread by the Kremlin. Everyone involved knew they were sharing lies. From Trump and Giuliani's shadow diplomacy, through my missions to Ukraine and elsewhere, to members of a BLT team, a group convened for the sole purpose of investigating and damaging the Bidens. Everything was for the ultimate benefit of Donald Trump and thereby Vladimir Putin. Because the team's investigations were centered around Biden and Ukraine, I was designated the point person in every matter they pursued. That is how I know with certainty that these Biden stories are untrue then and are untrue now. Congressman Pete Sessions, then Congressman Devin Nunes, Senator Ron Johnson, and many others understood they were pushing a false narrative. The same goes for John Solomon, Sean Hannity, and media personnel, particularly at Fox News, who used this narrative to manipulate the public ahead of the 2020 elections. Sadly, they are still doing this today as we approach the 2024 elections.
Again, this is not something that the Republicans on the committee wanted to hear. And again, it is hardly an unimpeachable source. But Parnas went on to directly implicate Senators Johnson and others. Listen, clip 11.
How were you and Giuliani able to take these false allegations peddled by corrupt officials and Russian agents and promote and amplify them here in the United States, in our political system? Weren't media groups skeptical of your claims?
Most media groups, I'd probably say all except for Fox and a few other right-wing media groups, didn't want to take any of the information, and that aggravated Rudy Giuliani and John Solomon and other players. And the main group that was being pushed through was Fox, Sean Hannity, and some other media personnel over there. But then there was also other people that were doing the bidding for the Russian people in Congress, like Senator Ron Johnson, like Congressman Pete Sessions that sits here right now, that was with me from the very beginning of this journey into finding of the digging dirt on Joe Biden.
Then Representative Jared Moskowitz, a Democrat from Florida, actually got more attention than he probably deserved because he wore a Vladimir Putin mask to the hearings about the Biden family and speaking briefly with the media with his Putin mask in a sarcastic tone, as if he were the voice of the newly reelected president of Russia. Listen.
Congressman, can you explain what you're wearing?
I just came to thank James Comer for taking all of our intelligence and using it in the committee. Maybe he can come see the technology in our grocery stores. Thank you.
Congressman, I think it's James kind of immature.
Don't you think this is kind of immature? Well, yeah, there certainly is that. And meanwhile, this story out of the Western Journal, story by Jonathan Jones, and it says, as the presumptive Republican nominee, President Trump is not waiting until the July 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee to begin making personnel designs for a second term. That was reported by Bloomberg. According to Bloomberg, which cited numerous sources in Trump's inner circle, the country's 45th president has eliminated venture capitalist Vivek Ramaswamy as a potential vice president, but he does want to offer him a vital role in his administration if he's elected in November. Sources said Trump's closest aides see the 38-year-old, that's Ramaswamy, as a natural choice to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Some Trump allies see Ramaswamy as ideal for the job because they say he excels at public speaking and, as an Indian American son of an immigrant, could neutralize criticism of sweeping immigration restrictions. Some of the names floated lack a national profile or have questionable loyalties in the GOP, including a Republican Senator Katie Britt of Alabama, whose supporters reputedly view as too close to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. One person not expected to join a hypothetical second Trump administration is the Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, the report claimed. Bloomberg says that Trump and DeSantis recently had a very cordial phone conversation, but Trump is still peeved by the governor's bid for the GOP presidential nomination. Along with Ramaswamy, some prospective cabinet officials include North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Republican Representative Elise Stefanik of New York, and Robert Lighthizer, who served as the Trump administration's U.S. trade representative. He's in his 80s, I'm fairly sure. Along with metrics for evaluating candidates, according to Bloomberg, include ideological compatibility, loyalty to Trump, and perceived electoral power. Two names to be said to be on Trump's shortlist for the role of Attorney General is Ted Cruz, Senator from Texas, and Mike Lee of Utah, both of whom have appropriate legal backgrounds. Coming up on the Medved Show, World War III watch. U.S. troops in Taiwan on the China border. Well, Taiwan's an island, I thought, but they're close to the China border. We'll be talking about that with Gordon Chang because American troops are to be permanently stationed in Taiwan, according to Taipei. A huge move. We will talk about that and talk about the United States getting gloomier. In fact, front page headline on the Wall Street Journal, Americans are gloomier because of the World Happiness Report, with some surprise winners and losers. One of those losers including this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.